Final week of coaching shows here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Nick Evans. This locker room chat is brought to you by Blue Vine Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. Well, coach, I had your game earlier this week on a Monday. It was against Frankfurt, a big time overtime victory in the quarterfinals of Substate, 73-65, that went into overtime. It was an incredible thriller on my end. I know on your end, your heart was probably racing along with your players, but coach, tell me about that big win on Monday over Frankfurt.
We had a game plan going into it. It wasn't working quite like we thought. They had some kids kind of step up and hit some shots that we hadn't seen or anticipated. So kudos to them. Frankfurt played really, really well, the whole team, and they had some guys step up and help Wes out, and Fred does, he always does a good job. So we knew he was going to be an issue for us, and he did a good job. So we just had to change some things at halftime and adjust a little bit more, even more in the third quarter at a timeout. And the guys executed things really good, and they didn't get rattled at all in the game. They just kind of kept every timeout and every halftime kind of listening to our adjustment and executed it. So I was proud of them for doing that.
How do you feel like your team kind of handled that overtime? Of course, he had a 6-point lead. I believe it was like 30 seconds left to go. Anderson, he went 3-for-3 at the free throw line to send an OT. I mean, how do you feel like your team responded very well to that? Of course, coming with the victory, but you know, what was that mindset going into that break before that overtime started?
Yeah, it's I kind of talked to you all year about that. We kind of been up and down, and we've been in those kinds of situations before, and that is the first time this year that I've seen us rise up and. When we get challenged in a spot that you probably should have won the game. We've been in other games like that throughout the year. I know Riverside is one, Care Bearville is another one, and Northeast Kansas School is another one, where we get challenged and nobody rose up. And I was proud that we got challenged in a situation that was an adverse situation, and the guys rose up to the challenge. I mean, even Anderson comes out in the overtime and hits a three. So you're down three right when you start the overtime. And we just never really had the look that I've seen in the past of like, uh-oh. We just kept staying within one possession. And I was proud to see them react that way, because I typically this year, that's what we've been trying to get them to do, and they did a great job on that.
Oliver finished with 31 points. Reinecke was right behind with 16, so a lot of confidence here in your players. I know Oliver, he is just a short squeeze away from being able to capture 1,000. I believe he's only 29 points away from that mark. He might have the opportunity to do so here at Olpe on Saturday. Coach, what are some keys here to take on this Eagle team coming up on the road this weekend?
You got the McGuire kid. He's a junior as well, and he's really shifty and does a good job of creating a shot for himself, and his mid-range is one of the best I've seen. You're not going to stop him. You just got to try to slow him down a little bit. And then they have athletes all around them that they play their roles perfectly for them. We know it's McGuire is the number one, and then the rest are just rebounders and kick out shooters, and they play, like I said, they play their roles perfectly for their team. So you know, they only lost two games this year, and they're ranked top two in the state for a reason. So you're gonna have your hands full for sure, but we know that.
Well, coach, it has been an incredible season up to this point. Of course, this is our last locker room chat. Are there any final thoughts here from this season as the show wraps up here on a Wednesday?
I just appreciate talking to you every week, and I appreciate you getting our names out there and supporting our kids, and I appreciate our fans and supporting them as well. And every game, we're going to do the best we can.
Well, coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for the last week here of our coaches' shows.
Thank you.
That's head coach Nick Evans with the Centralia Panthers. Again, this locker room chat here brought to you by, for the Panthers, Blue Vi Technologies, Emerson Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. Upcoming, Centralia will take on Olpe in the semifinal round of Substate on the road this Saturday starting at 2:00.